From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, September 29th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Julia Reichel is reporting in the Watershed Post that a 3.0 magnitude earthquake shook Schoharie County on Saturday, September the 26th. The quake did not damage the Gilboa Dam or the New York Power Authority's Blenheim-Gilboa Pump Storage Power Project, officials said. The earthquake's epicenter was in the town of North Blenheim. Stephen Gossett, a spokesman from the New York Power Authority, issued a statement saying that the Blenheim-Gilboa Pump Storage Power Project was inspected after the earthquake and no problems were found. The nearby Gilboa Dam, which is operated by the New York City Department of Environmental Protection, was also inspected after the earthquake and found to be trouble-free, according to a department spokesman. The earthquake was felt by people up to 30 miles away. As far as Howes Cave in Schoharie County, Roxbury in Delaware County, and Durham in Greene County. You can read that full story at the Watershed Post. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Legislature has approved the final installment of its program to relieve towns of college chargeback payments. Until this program was implemented in 2011, payments were made by a student's home location exclusively when a student was enrolled in a community college outside of Greene County. Columbia Greene Community College President James Campion explained, and I quote, "If someone from Greene County attends Ulster County Community College, Ulster County Community College then bills the cost back to Greene County, and that represents Greene County's share of the student's cost of attendance," end quote. That cost is split three ways, between the state, the county, and the student. Since 2011, Greene County has assumed responsibility for a portion of the chargeback payments. Beginning January 1st, the county will be responsible for the full amount. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said on Monday, September 28th, that the full annual cost of the chargebacks is approximately $700,000. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Now here's Andrea Sears of the Public News Service reporting on a conservation fund that could expire on Wednesday.
A federal conservation program that doesn't cost taxpayers a dime may expire on Wednesday if Congress doesn't act to reauthorize it. The Land and Water Conservation Fund has been around for 50 years. According to Jessica Otney Mahar, Director of Government Relations for the Nature Conservancy of New York, the program has helped communities by funding projects across the country and here in New York.
Neighborhood parks and playgrounds, to the protection of historic sites, to cooperative working forests, places where people can hunt and fish and hike and recreate with their families.
Since 1965, using only money from federal offshore oil and gas revenues, the fund has provided almost $320 million in New York State alone, funding more than 1,300 projects from Long Island to Buffalo. Nationally, the total is more than $16 billion, but Atnia Mahar says the whole revenue-neutral arrangement is now in jeopardy.
It's a grand bargain that was struck between the concept of resource extraction and resource protection, and that link is at risk by a failure to reauthorize.
Otney Mahar doesn't see the fund as controversial, noting that it has broad bipartisan support. If the fund does expire on September 30th, Congress may vote to reauthorize it at a later date. To Otney Mahar, that's just too much of a gamble.
Once we've lost that authorization, we don't know if we'll get it back. And after 50 years of producing success, it's just amazing that we would let that go.
The Nature Conservancy says with extreme weather events and rising sea levels due to global climate change, resources from the Land and Water Conservation Fund could be more important than ever. For New York News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.
The Register Star reported that the Clabrick Democratic Committee announced recently it endorsed two candidates for town board at its caucuses last month. Incumbent town board member Katie Cashin and newcomer Dave Balin were chosen to fill two open seats on the board, each carrying a four-year term. At the caucus, Cashin was recognized for her work to date and as the only woman and only Democrat currently serving. Cashin's recent achievements include spearheading town negotiations with Mid-Hudson Cable to extend internet coverage in the area. Balin is a retired technology director and industrial arts teacher. He serves on the Technology and Communications Committees of the Clabrick Library and has extensive experience in public service. In November, Cashin and Balin will face incumbent Bill Gerlach and Mary Ann Lee, both endorsed by Clabrick Republicans. The Clabrick Democrats will hold a candidate meet-and-greet event on Thursday, October the 1st, at the Vanderbilt House in Philmont. In Ghent, incumbent Richard Sardo is seeking a second term on the town board. He prides himself on a perfect meeting attendance record and is satisfied with his voting record. The record includes supporting the Ginsburg Food Expansion Project and opposition to possible eminent domain efforts on the power line and airport issues. Sardo has imposed a 2-year term limit on himself because, and I quote, 8 years is long enough for any person to serve in one political office, end quote. The general election is Tuesday, November the 3rd. You can read both those stories in the Register Star. And in our final story, Melanie Lekasevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Coxsackie Republicans held their caucus early last week and endorsed a full slate of candidates for the November town elections. Incumbent town supervisor Rich Hands is at the top of the ticket. He is seeking a second term. Hands, a veteran of the Vietnam War, was first elected supervisor 2 years ago, replacing Democrat Alex Betke. The caucus also endorsed incumbents Thomas Hobart and Michael Veder for 2 4-year seats on the town board. Political newcomer Ted Ferenczi was endorsed to fill the 1 2-year position open on the board. That vacancy was created by the midterm resignation of Jeffrey Lewis. The caucus also chose retired educator Wanda Dropfield for town justice, Harry Albright for town highway superintendent, Bambi Hodling for town clerk, and Valerie Murphy for tax collector. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. And now for today's weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a flood watch beginning this evening, Tuesday, September the 29th, through Thursday morning, October the 1st, for east central New York, western Massachusetts, southern Vermont, and northwestern Connecticut. Heavy rainfall is expected to impact the area through Wednesday, September the 30th. Rainfall rates could exceed an inch per hour at times. Embedded isolated thunderstorms are possible Tuesday afternoon and evening, which may enhance rainfall rates. A total rainfall of 2 to 4 inches is forecast. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers, then rain, and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. The temperature high near 77 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 80%. More rain for Tuesday night. The rain could be heavy at times, with the temperature low at around 63 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Tuesday night is 100%. 1 and 2 inches are possible in new precipitation amounts. Now the forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Wednesday, more rain. The rain could be heavy at times. The temperature high will be around 65 degrees. Wednesday night, rain likely before 8 p.m., then showers likely, mainly between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 48 degrees. And on Thursday, a chance of showers, cloudy with a high near 58 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of rain, cloudy with a low around 46. Sunrise today was at 6:50 a.m. and the sun will set at 6:40 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 29th day of September 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Green. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.